Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a six-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reports it is receiving low foreign direct investment due to upcoming elections in December. Also in this bulletin, General Agricultural Workers Union raises alarm climate change is eroding gains made in agric sector as it warns of food security issues in the near future. Plus, Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry blames high interest rates for the underperformance of businesses in the country. We have details of these and more, including Food Chain, for you. Please stay. Thanks so much for your time. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. I look now at our stories. The Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Investment Promotion Centre, Yofi Grant, says investments have not been affected despite uncertainties about the upcoming elections. According to him, more investors have expressed interest in channeling funds to some critical sectors of Ghana's economy. He spoke to Joy Business at the 2024 launch of the Ghana Club 100 Awards.
I'm expecting some surprises because we've been visiting companies and companies that we didn't expect to be in the league are positioning themselves to be in the league. And as you saw from some of the videos, people who, you know, thought they would never be in Club 100 are suddenly finding themselves there because they make it their ambition that I'm going to grow my company and I'm going to go into Ghana Club 100. We hope there's a lot more of that and many of them are there. And maybe, who knows, we might see a media company in Ghana Club 100 in the very near future, and that would be very good.
Yofi Grant is the Chief Executive Officer for the Ghana Investment Promotion Centre. Now, the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry has expressed worry businesses are not expanding due to the high interest rates being quoted by banks. According to the Chamber, the development has greatly impacted on the growth and sustenance of firms. Now, the Chamber is of the view it is about time the Bank of Ghana intervenes by stimulating the private sector by reducing the lending rate further to propel growth. Mark Bidua Bwaji is the CEO of the Chamber.
Because businesses are not borrowing because interest rates are high. At the moment you want to go and borrow, the data from Bank of Ghana, the least you can get is 31.5. It can go as high as 47%. I don't expect any business to be able to make profit under this high interest rate. So what they are doing is that probably they are not investing, they are not expanding. That is the reason why a lot of people are also not getting jobs. Because the business will expand and then employ people. So it's about time that they bring in the private sector. And what they can do is to stimulate us in terms of reducing the interest rate, and that to also bring the private sector on board in helping with the recovery.
Mark Bidua Bwaji is the CEO of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry. To some other stories, a new report published by accounting and auditing firm PwC shows that approximately 43% of family-owned private businesses lack a succession plan. A partner at PwC, Edward Eiram Gomado, believes that deliberate and planned business cohesion can significantly improve the statistics and drive growth. He spoke in an interview with Joy Business at the PwC Business Forum here in Accra.
New companies must be deliberate. When it comes to private companies, you are not only focused on the business success, you also need to plan for the family cohesion. And so having the family success and business success working together hand in hand takes you to that destination. Now, when you go through that process, you will develop what we call the governance. Governance for the family, governance for the business. And then you want to scale your business and go international.
Now, the president of the All Africa SMEs Association has indicated that women-led SMEs in Africa demonstrate a more efficient loan repayment record than their male counterparts. In an interview, Joy Business, Dr. Iradiri emphasized the need to bolster financial support for women-led SMEs to foster socioeconomic development.
Women SMEs need to be supported and encouraged. And there's also a verifiable record that women-led SMEs, when they take loans, they're able to repay. So what it means is that if you empower a woman, support her SME, you've supported a family. And what that also means is that once you support a woman and you've supported a family, the nation grows. You will be engendering and fostering economic development in the nation and then at the region and then at the continent. We support it. For instance, in Ghana here, the Ghana Exim Bank in Nigeria, the Nigeria Exim Bank, are pro-women. You know, they support women because they understand this. And then,
to one of our headline stories, the General Agricultural Workers Union is unhappy about the neglect of the impact of climate change on food production in Ghana. GAWU said the Planting for Food and Jobs Phase 2 program makes no room for an assessment of climate change on farmers. General Secretary of the Union, Edward Kariwa, says the development could cause food security issues in the near future.
Climate change is not a theory. There are physical manifestations of climate change. The people are seeing it. The rains are not coming. They need water to water their crops. There's no water. Rivers are drying up. You know, heat is killing them. You know, so it is not a theory to them. It's a practical manifestation, and that's what they see.
Edward Kariwa is the General Secretary of the General Agricultural Workers Union. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. The adoption of genetically modified foods in Ghana is still a topic of intense discussion among the country's agricultural and scientific communities. The country released its first GM product for commercialization, a cowpea variety resistant to the pod-borne insect Maruca vitra. In this week's episode of The Food Chain, Emmanuel Bright-Kwaku speaks with the lead scientist of the project and some stakeholders who are pushing back on what they describe as hasty adoption.
A bane to cowpea farming in Ghana has been the attack of the Maruca vitra, an insect that attacks the pods and flowering parts of the plant. This legume pod borer is responsible for up to 80% of yield losses on farms. Through a genetic modification of the indigenous cowpea variety, the Savannah Agricultural Research Institute developed and released the first GM cowpea resistant to this insect. Dr. Jerry Imbonyin is a principal investigator.
And once it is inside the flower or inside the pod, no matter the number of times a farmer sprays, it is ineffective at actually controlling that particular insect pest. And because of that, farmers from the time of planting to the time of harvest, they will spray at least 6 times on a crop that is normally on the field for just 2 weeks. To tackle that particular problem, we had to start by going through what is known as the germplasm for cowpea.
But this has fierce opposition from some farmers group, including the Peasant Farmers Association and other members of the scientific community. Concerns over toxicity and safety of the protein Cry1AB produced from the modified gene to the human and environment have come up. Suleimana Youssef is a director of research at the Center for Climate Change and Food Security in Ghana.
So we found that this cowpea has higher concentrations of it compared to other transgenic crops. We are not saying this toxin is toxic to humans because currently there's no evidence of toxicity to humans, but it's a source of worry that we have.
However, Dr. Imbonyin assures safety of the product after going through the required scientific procedures.
there is sufficient data to show that apart from the fact that dry proteins are not toxic to humans, even within the human system, when it is exposed to the gastrointestinal fluids, within 5 seconds, everything gets degraded.
Describing the move as a hasty adoption, Yusuf believes the country's agricultural problems will not be solved by the GMOs.
There are problems that have nothing to do with the biological nature of the crops. So, for example, when it comes to food distribution, depending on rainfall, rain-fed agriculture, these are problems that if you solve, you'll be able to produce enough and be able to feed your citizens.
Meanwhile, other GM products like rice and potatoes are being experimented. Director General of the CSIR, Dr. Paul Bosu, is allaying fears over the safety and adoption of these products.
The concern is very much appreciated, but there's understanding, there's solution, and so I want to alert the fear of the public and everyone that's how science progresses.
For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bright-Kwaku.
Time now for entrepreneur you and Harriet Kunedu, a public health student at the Akintin Apiamenka University of Skills Training and Entrepreneurial Development, makes a vibrant case at the Entrepreneur You campus store on why she would choose a PhD over a Dutch passport.
For a PhD, I'll choose a PhD. I want each and every one of us here to purpose something different in our minds, far from what our education system has partly taught us to believe, that, oh, go to a tertiary, after that you find a job, into go to a tertiary and make a business out of it, in the sense that you should be able to move into a community and purpose in your mind that I won't get a job, but I'm actually going to make a business. Would the Dutch man choose a Ghanaian passport over offering a PhD in his own country? No. So why can't we say that we would offer a PhD over a Dutch passport? Are we saying that we are not much to be respected as them? We earn all the equal right to be respected, to be seen that we are also people of relevance and importance, just as them. I'm not going to reduce myself to unemployment. I'd stay here and offer a PhD.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship and supported by GCB Bank, your bank for life.
And you can follow the Entrepreneur in You series right here on Mondays and Thursdays on TV as well, and of course all our social media platforms. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Now this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life. Just do it. EcoBank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the EcoBank EMG draw for you, and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners rewarded by Klee, if you're one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your bank account at your EcoBank Express Point via EcoBank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include 4 vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. Thanks so much for your company. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Do have a good business day.
Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a 6-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.